Hi, this is Byron.
And this is Jake from This Is Fashionable.
Welcome, hope you're well. If you've been listening so far, you'll know that we cover, This Is Fashionable cover the week's events in Dubai and around the world on all things fashionable from a men's perspective, either fashion, lifestyle, everything that we're interested in. Now, in this week, we cover the International Motor Show.
We did, yes.
Really fun, really great idea. And for those who don't know about the International Motor Show, it's basically where lots of car manufacturers feature their brands, from luxury cars to classic cars to supercars, all under one roof.
It's in the World Trade Center. It's the 11th today, so it's on for another 4 days. So if you're in the region, you should get yourself down there and see what's on show.
Definitely check it out. Tickets are available down at the desk. And just pop in, pop along there and go and see what's happening. So we went down there and we spoke with quite a number of car manufacturers, from Ferrari to VW, also W Motors.
Aston Martin, Lamborghini.
We spoke to Bentley, we spoke to McLaren and Lamborghini as well. So do check out thisisfashionable.com for all of those interviews with some of these key personnel from the car manufacturers, giving their insight into the different types of beautiful motor cars that they have. So let's, without any further ado, let's bounce straight in. So one of the first shows that we saw, and one of the ones that caught my eye, was Ferrari. They launched a new 488 Spider, and we had the opportunity to speak with Hossam Hosni, who is one of the senior guys down there at Ferrari for for Altair Motors. What did you think of the 488?
Yeah, a beautiful specimen. The one they had on show was in silver. Nice paint finish. Very nice vehicle.
I like the interior. I think Ferrari always pushed the boundaries in terms of luxury for the inside of their motor cars, and this one followed suit. Also, I like the fact that Hossam was talking about the balance between style, design, aerodynamism, and also power, and talked about the legacy of Ferrari being very much those three elements part of their mantra. I think it was achieved in the 488 Spider. It was beautiful. It looked fast. We didn't actually see how fast it was, but it really looked the part as part of the stable of Ferrari and really pushed the envelope in terms of, for this region, what might be of interest to you guys. So do check that out. We also went and had a chat with W Motors. Now, W Motors are the Dubai-based organisation, car manufacturer. Their car was featured in the recent
Fast and Furious 7. And it was a beautiful vehicle. They had the veneer, which was on show.
Yeah.
Very stylish, very unique. As you were saying, they were the first luxury supercar brand in the region. So they're representing for the UAE. Very futuristic vehicle. What did you think of it?
I thought it was nice. I thought it was a bit too crazy for kind of my like and my taste, but I thought it was really nice. And what I like most about kind of the brand was we spoke with Ralph Debass, and he was speaking about what we can expect in the future, that this organisation is here for the long haul. It's not just just for the short term, but also he spoke about kind of the 3 million price tag for the car itself, which I thought was, wow, that raised a few eyebrows when I saw it was 3 million.
For sure, but they're really doing some unique kind of things for the brand, and really taking the wow factor. So I can see why their prices are that. And if you can afford it, you'd probably definitely buy one if that's what you're interested in.
I like the fact that when they open it up, you can see inside the vehicle and all the mechanics and all the engines.
Yeah, you're right. The way the panels opened, it
looked like something out of Batman, but it was really cool, really cool. We also spoke to the guys down at Aston Martin. Had the opportunity to sit down with Merrick Rickman, who is the design director on a global level for Aston Martin. They had the DB10 that was there as well, which was featured in a recent Bond movie.
Spectre.
It was featured in Spectre as well.
Only 10 made?
Only 10 ever made, and only one being sold, huh?
Someone's going to be very, very lucky.
Someone's going to be very, 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 very broke after that. It's going to be quite a hefty price tag, but by all accounts, it's worth it, no?
Yeah, it's the price you pay for being 007, right?
Yes, that's right. Bond. James Bond. So that car, was featured. There was another car on show as well. That Ferrari was the...
The Aston Martin was the Vulcan.
The Vulcan, that's right.
Yeah, they did a promo video in their press conference. And they even drove it down Sheikh Zayed Road, etc. It was really nice to see. It was quite unusual for their design, but showing where the company is looking to go forward with future designs as well. So it was really nice to see.
They also customise motor vehicles as well. So you can pretty much go down there and once you picked your Aston, kind of pick the colour, the design interior, and also the badge colour and stuff like that. So it really is customizable, and Merrick spoke about kind of working directly with the customer to make sure that the customer is completely happy before the car leaves a lot.
Yeah.
Which is cool. A lot of companies are doing that type of customization at the moment, but Aston Martin seem to be taking it a little bit step further, which is cool. We also had a chat with Neil Wilford, the sales director for the Middle East for Bentley. Really cool guy. Really enjoyed speaking to him.
Yeah, very cool guy. We had a lot of fun with him.
Yeah. Be sure to check that out on thisisfashionable.com for that interview. You will be entertained. What did you think of the new Bentley that were released during the motor show?
Yeah, it was an SUV. I've seen it before, but they've kind of updated the style, getting ready to obviously release the purchasable vehicle. I believe you were saying that it was due to be released
in January, either January or April next year.
Yeah, it was a nice vehicle. It's a premium brand. They didn't have an SUV before. Obviously, that side of the market has shown huge growth over the years. So it's time for them to obviously step into that space. So for what it is, it's a nice vehicle.
It's really nice. I really like it. We also had a chat with the good people at McLaren.
Oh, my favourites. Here we go.
Shouldn't endorse them.
Can't
help it. Do you know what? What I like about McLaren is the different types of motor vehicles that they have.
Yep.
They had all three of their classes in one place for the first time in Dubai.
The Super, the Sport and the Ultimate, I think.
That's right, yeah. And they also launched a new car as well. I think it's been out for a little while, but the 650S Spider... is part of the Super range, which was on show.
Yep.
And they did a big reveal, and that was. What did you think of that?
As I said, I'm a McLaren fan, so anything they do, I pretty much like. They had the 570S as well, and the 675 LT was great to see in person also. And obviously, I'm going to mention the P1. Unfortunately, I won't be buying one of them soon. I think the gentleman said literally since they've all sold out, they've doubled in price, which is, I mean, it was something like £900,000. So, wow.
Got to check. Got to keep the pennies counted
for
on
sure.
That one.
I asked them also when they were going to do another type of model like that, and they said basically it's dependent on the technology that's available. They're always trying to push the boat out. Since the F1, it was like 20 years and up until the P1, so another 20 years to go. I got time to save, basically.
Yeah, definitely, we all have. Lamborghini, we went to see them as well. We had the opportunity to talk with Francesco, and he was a really cool guy who gave us an introduction to the Lamborghini and their new offering as well. What do you think of the Lamborghini? It was a Spider version as well.
Of course, yeah, it was in matte red, if I remember rightly. But
matte red and blue.
I mean, Lamborghini's Lamborghini, so they're always going to have spectacular products on show. Nothing much more I can say apart from that, really.
I liked them. I think what I like most about Lamborghini nowadays is traditionally their cars were really difficult to get in and out of and probably impractical. When you go over a speed bump, you felt like you wanted to self-harm because you rip the undertray of your car completely. But now they've made their cars a little bit more road-friendly, and now it's easier for you to get in and out of the vehicles as well. So long may that continue. So that's just a snippet of what we encountered during the International Motor Show. Do check out www.thisisfashionable.com, where you can see all of these interviews and have a look at all of the unveilings that we had as well. There'll be lots of content for you to really engage in and take a look at the car that you want. Maybe hear from you as well as to what your personal favourite. So thanks very much for joining us. And remember,
this is fashionable.